miracles exist? Are healing miracles real? Is there life after death? Can people get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 25 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Something new is happening on planet Earth. It's something that I believe the creator of the universe has been waiting so long for. It's Jewish people and Christian people coming together, not in an ecumenical fashion, but literally becoming echad, becoming one. And there is something so powerful when the ancient Jewish anointing merges with the new covenant Christian anointing. It's as the Torah says, one will put 1,000 to flee, two will put 10,000 to flee. You see, it's a compounding effect way beyond what is beyond what man would say is reason. And I have Rabbi Kurt Landry here and Pastor Tim Alsbaugh. They are genuinely representatives of a one new man congregation where the two presences of God come together. Kurt, tell me what is going on in your congregation when the Jewish anointing and the Christian anointing merge together. What are you seeing?
We are seeing healings and supernatural power being poured out that only God can pour out, Sid. We are seeing the deaf ears open. We are seeing the lame walk. We are seeing blind eyes being open. And most importantly, the very first miracle we had when we first started was a young girl, 4 years old, who fell off a little Tykes toy and literally died. And we have a doctor in the house, Dr. Thomas Nicholas, and he was there, and he has a responsibility to be able to save her. And as they bring her down front, I'm holding her in my arms, and Olivia Deal is her name, and I realized I didn't have faith for this, but that inner still voice said to me, I have faith for it. Put her down on that front seat, and he said, I'll bring her back. And as I took her lifeless body and sat her down on that front seat, she immediately cried out, Mama. And when she did, you would have thought everyone would have cheered and everyone would have praised God, but you could have heard a pin drop. There, it was still in silence in the presence of God.
Now, what if she hadn't come back to life? How did you know she was going to come back to life?
I didn't know that she was going to come. I mean, my faith wasn't there, Sid. I felt like that inner voice said he would bring her back, and then this way, those in the service would know that he's the Lord and I'm not.
Tim, were you at that service?
Yes, I was.
And as a matter of fact, how did the two of you hook up?
He was actually speaking in another church, an area church, and we were invited to come in. And in doing so, we were sitting in the back, and Kurt called us forward at the end of the service and had a word of the Lord for us. And the word of the Lord was that, I see you as if your house is on fire. And he says you have a garden hose to try to fight the fire, and it's just not enough, and the Lord wants to give you a fire hose. And it was exactly like what he had said. It really witnessed in our spirit.
In other words, he was going through such trouble going on in his life, and Kurt just nailed him. But I had dinner with you and your wife last night, and she literally said that the presence, the tangible presence of God, it's sort of like you were Christians, but you were dead, and you became alive. What did you experience?
It really is. It's an experience of life from the dead. You go through your Christian walk, and you think that you know the Lord, but then the Lord comes and says, I want to reveal so much more to you. And in the process of the prayer and the laying on of the hands, the presence of the Lord just really dropped in and truly transformed our lives.
Kurt, what do you believe occurs when a Jew and a Gentile get together under the banner of the Hebrew name for Jesus, Yeshua? What is going on?
I believe, as the psalmist said, how good and pleasant it is, Himena Tov, that we dwell together in unity, that he commands a blessing of life. And in Ephesians chapter 2, it says when that middle wall of separation is removed, that it creates an abiding place for God. I believe in unity, God commands the blessing of his presence, and in his presence there's healing, and healing is the children's bread.
Are you finding what I'm finding, that all over the world there is this revelation of Jews and Christians coming together under the banner of Jesus, Yeshua?
Yes, Sid, and we've seen it in the Ukraine. We've seen it in Singapore. We've seen it in New Zealand. We've seen it in Africa. I look for leaders that I can go out with that are respectable and be able to come out in the love of Messiah, to be able to establish that God is a covenant keeper, not a covenant breaker.
Tell me about what happened in Mexico.
This is wonderful. The director and the pastor of the Roca Blanca Victory Base in Oaxaca, Mexico, Dwayne and Sue Kirshner. Dwayne has a visitation of an angel, speaks a word to him. The word is one new man, doesn't know what that is, looks into his Bible, finds Ephesians 2, still doesn't understand it as he reads that, calls a friend of ours, which he doesn't know me, calls him, he's a banker in St. Louis, his name's Gaines Dietrich, called Gaines Dietrich on the phone and says, you need to call Rabbi Kurt Landry because he's been ministering the one new man for several years. And Dwayne calls and tells me how the nation of the state of Oaxaca is going to be changed if there's covenant restoration and if there's a blessing from Israel. And so he asks us to come down, and they put on this huge celebration where we welcome these indigenous tribes that come down that actually have had no flag. They make flags, and we literally bring the flag of Israel there. And to the secretary, I don't know if that's the right term, but he's the assistant to the governor of the state, comes to the service. And this is where the supernatural is so powerful. We stretch out an Israeli flag, and as I'm blessing him, in the name of God and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and in the name of Yeshua, electricity goes through the flag and shocks him and shocks me. He was only planning to be there for that presentation. I gave him a prayer shawl like I'm wearing now and this flag. He sat down on the platform and he would not leave. His bodyguards and his entourage was trying to get him off the platform. And because of that shocking, that little bit of electricity through that flag, which was more than just static electricity, I believe it put the curiosity and a love in him. And as he sat down, Pastor Billy Joe Doherty from Tulsa with his wife Sharon, as they start to minister, and literally as the lame walk, and one of the miracles that we, one of the indigenous ladies there always wanted to read the Bible, and she obviously couldn't read Spanish, came up on the platform in front of this dignitary, flipped open the Bible, and it went to an area in 1 Samuel, and she read out in perfect Spanish. She was instantly able to read the Bible. And the secretary stayed on the platform for 4 hours watching all the miracles
Listen, speaking of electricity, which is the best we humans can use for the presence of God, his presence has just entered this set. When his presence is here, all things are possible. What would you ask God if you were sitting in his presence and he said, I love you, because that is his nature. I love you. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Rabbi Kurt Landry and Pastor Tim Alsbaugh. And Tim was given a prophetic word by Rabbi Kurt Landry. And when you received that word, it talked about a fire hose. What did that mean to you?
The fire hose meaning that there was much more that was available to me and that the Lord wanted to give to me. And what it was, I connected in with my Jewish roots of the covenant of the promise and the provision that's within that covenant and embracing that, that the Lord would pour out His power within us and there would be an explosion of love and compassion and just really the works of the Lord and the love of Jesus in my life.
Well, listen, I heard what's going on in your congregation. Not only did I hear what's going on in his congregation, I visited his congregation. No one was there except a few of us, just myself and Kurt and Kurt's wife. And the presence of God was in that place. So I can imagine when people get in there, what's going on. Listen, you came from a good Christian background, but until the two of you united, did you ever see any miracles? Did you ever feel the presence of God like you feel in your congregation?
Nothing that compared with what we're seeing right now. This has just been truly an explosion of the power of the Lord being released within the house of David, a one new man congregation, Jew and Gentile coming together for an abiding place of the presence of God.
Kurt, how does this fit in with covenant? Because I've got here your CDs in which you teach on covenant, revelation upon, because I am convinced that the special presence of God in your congregation is revelation knowledge, especially in the area of covenant. How does this fit in?
Well, first of all, I would encourage every pastor and every leader of any Christian organization to get these CDs because I didn't study these out. This was during a revelation revival. There was an eruption that came into these CDs. And one of the reasons I know is because when we prepared to come here, I had to re-listen to the CDs. And I was getting revelation from what the Lord was pouring out. The revelation really is bringing two rivers. In the Amplified Bible, it talks about the Ezekiel's temple and the two rivers. Because, see, I'm stronger with Him than I am apart.
And that's a second. Are you stronger with Him than you are apart?
By far. By far.
Okay, go ahead.
And I believe that that is a legal thing in the spiritual realm. It's covenant. Because, see, what covenant is to me, and I was in business before I got saved and involved in many legal matters, Sid, and when you know legally, you can testify much stronger when you know you're legally correct. And so when we come in the name of Yeshua to be able to do good, and we know what the Scriptures say, and we know about the time of prophecies and the time we live, you know, we do work in Israel that we shouldn't be able to do, and I'm not saying it takes God to bring these blessings to Israel to take care of the poor. And the reason is because we understand that there is covenant blessings to the land and the people of Israel. And what we're doing is we're coming alongside God, putting God into remembrance of His Word. It's not our faith, Sid, and I'm a man of faith, but there is a place where you know your covenant understandings, and that fits for provision, that for your marriage, for your healing, relationship with your children. All these things are spoken about in the Bible, and when you understand that God not only has a solution, but gives you clear direction on how to walk in God's highest and best, then you need to know about it, and that's what's in these series.
How does this fit in with the prophet, Jewish prophet Zechariah, where he says, in the last days, 10 Gentiles will grab hold of the hem of him who is a Jew. I happen to think it's the fringes of the tallit, and say, I've heard that God is with you. But it's like we Jewish people are deficient without Christians. And Christians are deficient without Jewish people. It's not one is better than the other. We need each other. Somehow, that's a last day prophecy. And somehow, I want to challenge any non-Jewish pastors that are listening right now, grab hold of the hem of him as a Jew and watch if revival doesn't break out in your church. Now, I have noticed African Americans, Hispanics, and especially Native Americans catch this message of the one new man. Tell me briefly about your experience with Native Americans.
Well, Sid, I'm actually an ordained peace chief, where they changed my name to Golden Eagle, which means I am a rabbi to the Native Americans, and it's a high honor, and I feel blessed. But that's because of what happened a few years ago. Pastor Tim and I went down to a Native American training school south of Tulsa in Broken Arrow with a Dr. Nigel Bigpond, and what we did is we took God and put Him to the test. At 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people," speaking to the Jewish people, "who are called by my name, will turn from their wicked wicked ways and humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. We were needing healing in our land in a desperate way. And I
have never heard that explained in context. If my people, in context, he was talking about the Jewish people. That's brilliant.
I asked
this revelation.
I asked Dr. Bigpond, I said, have you ever seen this prayer actually, the word I used with him, I said, have you ever heard it shake the earth? It is where it actually manifested. It's not. And he said, no. And we're involved in prayer ministry around the world. He is too. And I said, let's get together and I'll pray first. Then you will, firstborn as a Jewish man, first Native American, First Nations, and then Pastor Tim comes in as the non-Jewish, the Gentile. And as we came together and the three of us prayed, and it's in the newspaper, there was an earthquake in Oklahoma. So literally, the earth shook, I think it was at 4:35 or in the afternoon. And what was even more exciting about that, Sid, is that what we had been praying about, the provision of that, all broke forth in the land. Now, I know that we're on another network that we were praying the other night, and we prayed this, and 9 inches of rain fell in the panhandle of Texas, and 1 inch fell in Midland, Texas, and it also rained in Oklahoma. And we need rain desperately in Oklahoma right now in Texas.
I don't know about you, but this is revelation upon revelation. I want you to come back because on this next segment, I am trusting God to explode with revelation knowledge, with who you are in the covenant, to the point where you could literally reach into the invisible world and pull in your healing. Don't go away. Sid Roth here with Rabbi Kurt Landry and Tim Alsbaum, who's pastor of House of David congregation. When a Jew and a Christian get together, all things are possible. That's what Paul was talking about in this one new man. It's happening all over the world right now. And you're witness to this graphic presentation. You were in Africa, Rabbi Kurt, and you were asked to pray a particular Jewish prayer from Psalms. Tell me about that.
Yes, the prayer that there was a prophet that came up from there, from Africa, and he was also a pastor, and he said, if you will pray and release the blessing, he says, I believe my nation will not only be healed, but it will increase the miracles that are here in this outreach. And the prayer I prayed is out of Psalms 122:6, which we all know, and it says.
Wait a second. Was there an increase of miracles in this event?
Absolutely. Dr. T.L. Osborne said after 60 years, this was the most powerful outreach that he's ever had in Togo, Africa. We just came from there.
And he should know. He's been doing it for almost half a century, if not more. Okay. What is the passage? Tell me.
There was two passages. One, first one was, it says, I believe it's Psalm 118, it says, let Israel now say, his mercy, his chesed, endures forever. And I said, let it now be said here in Togo, Africa, from a Jewish believer, that Israel has now said that his mercy, because, you know, mercy, chesed, is a seed sown and a seed received. And then the next passage, which all the churches pray for Israel, is Psalm 122:6. Pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. And it says, may they prosper who love you. May they have peace within their palaces. But it's also a relational statement, like this relationship. It says, for my brethren's sake. See, this is my brother. We are one in Messiah. And it's in all those promises, and we'll ask Pastor Tim to talk about it from a covenant position, but what that is all healing. And as I release that blessing in Africa, that they would have peace in their palaces and healing, literally a wave, and I can send you some video, we don't have it yet, coming from Dr. Osborne, you can see a wave of healing going out, and there were wheelchairs flying in the air, crutches going up, because God is a covenant keeper, not a covenant breaker.
Tim, what does that scripture prophetically mean to you?
you know, it doesn't mean that there's an absence of conflict or warfare, but what it means is that there's a provision that brings an inner peace and that ministers to every area of our lives, whether it's in the finances, whether it's in healing, whether it's in relationships. The peace of God, the shalom of the Lord, it just meets every need that we have.
There is a covenant promise that it's promised by Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? It's not a request, as a matter of fact. In Psalm 122:6, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. What does the peace of Jerusalem mean to you, Kurt?
The word shalom means that Israel would walk in her divine destiny, her purpose, that she would walk healed, that she would walk whole. And the city of Jerusalem is where God has caused his name to abide. But it's also a place where God himself is now performing his word and making a demonstration to the world that he is Adonai.
Do you believe if the two of you were to join hands and link together and pray this ancient blessing over those that are viewing us by television or internet or tape, they would receive all of these covenant blessings?
I do believe it, Sid. Absolutely. And if I can share a testimony just
please,
to build your faith, but most of all to build your faith, I was on God's Learning Channel, and the Lord had me with a word of knowledge speak to an individual and say, you're sitting there and you can hear me, but you can't see me. But the person sitting next to you can see. I'm going to hold up some fingers and I want you to tell them how many fingers that I'm showing. And this person had been shot in the head and was blind. And I held up four fingers just like I'm doing now. Very similar to discussing the same covenant promises of God that we do on the teaching of the CDs. And this person called in and testified that they could see. So, Sid, if you ask me if I believe that, I believe it stronger today than I ever have in my whole life.
Pastor Tim, you grab the fringes. The fringes, both of you hold the fringes and hold hands together.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood, and she grabbed hold of the garment, but in the Greek, it really means the fringes. That's mm-hmm. what she grabbed hold of. What do those fringes represent?
Well, of course, these are the names of God.
Whoa!
And that's anybody that gets healed has to get a hold of the name of God, knowing that the God is their healer.
Would you pray now?
Absolutely. Please extend your hand if you would. You don't have to, but it would be nice. In the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua. I grab a hold of the hem. I grab a hold of Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy healer. I grab a hold of him as my shalom, Jehovah Shalom, my peace. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem right now because it's a command, but also there's a blessing that comes. Yeah. May they have peace. Say, I receive peace in my palace. I receive healing. I receive healing in the name of Yeshua. Even if you don't know him, I want you to receive it. We've seen many healed before they even receive him and believe in him. Receive these signs. The word even says, let the signs testify. Let the healing that's coming into your body right now do something that you can't do. Receive peace within your palaces and be healed in Yeshua's name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Tim, what is God showing you for the future of Jew and Gentile being one in Messiah, this one new man? What is God? Is it just for the two of you?
No, I believe it's for everyone. This is the beginning, I believe, of a revival. You know, there's a passage of scripture in Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 37, and it says, to prophesy, O son of man, unto the breath, to come and to breathe upon these. And I believe that's what the Lord is asking for from Jew and Gentile both, to begin asking for the breath of the Holy Spirit to come and to begin to blow. And I believe that there will be such a revival that's going to break out that will sweep the world.
Rabbi?
I totally agree. In fact, Tim and I prayed, and the scripture the Lord gave me, particularly for my brothers and sisters in Israel, is out of Jeremiah 29:11, that he does have a future and a hope for you, and he has plans for you to prosper you. But one of the things it says a little further down is it says there'll be prophets that come out of Babylon that will come and speak the word of God to bring into remembrance the Word of God. And I believe that, that's one of the reasons that these telecasts are being opened to go into the house, because I believe and encourage the prophets and the apostles, the teachers and the evangelists to rise up and to come on these programs and to be able to speak to Israel about her future. Speak to her about the hope. Speak to her about the love. Quit listening to the doom and gloom of CNN and Fox and put the Word of God, which is everlasting and eternal and has all power and all authority. Speak that word with a boldness in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christos, however you know him. But put God into remembrance of that word. It's time to favor Zion is now.
Okay, what more can I say beyond it's all in the name of God who became flesh and dwelt among us, the one Moses said would be greater than him, and we must follow him. He's praying about the greatest rabbi who ever lived, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. It's all in him. It's all because of him. It's all for him. Yeshua.
Call now and get this one-of-a-kind mentoring kit from Sid Roth's School of the Supernatural. Never before has any ministry offered something like this to their monthly partners.
When you open the box, you're going to immediately see a special message from me welcoming you as a monthly partner with my prayer for you to begin unlocking the door to the supernatural.
You will receive this authentic Jewish mezuzah specially designed for our monthly partners. Inside are special prayers to unlock God's blessings for you and your loved ones. Also inside is a microfiche containing millions of names of unsaved Jewish families. Place the mezuzah on your doorpost or in a prominent place. Use it as a point of contact as you pray for your own needs and for the salvation of millions of unsaved Jewish families you are helping to reach with the gospel through your monthly support. You'll get this distinctive Meshpukah mug reminding everyone that you are one of Sid Roth's Meshpukah, a part of the family with a supernatural Jewish heart. Receive 35 powerful healing scripture cards so you can meditate on God's promises for you and your entire family. Open the door to the supernatural and you'll find your first monthly mentoring DVD. It includes a mentoring guide with questions to help you fully absorb the content and for you to write your personal thoughts. You'll hear teaching on subjects including healing, how to receive your breakthrough, how to work with angels, seeing into the glory realm, prophecy, and much more. You'll get a special membership key code that will allow you to access a web link, giving you exclusive access to behind-the-scenes mentoring seminars filmed at our International Media and Mentoring Center. Also included is your first bi-monthly newsletter and so much more. Meshpukah Gold and Halutzin members receive this special DVD, How to Walk in Revival Every Day, plus this daily prayer of cleansing and consecration. Halutzin members receive their own beautiful distinctive mug, plus this beautiful Halutzin menorah pendant and keychain. Don't miss out on getting your own mentoring kit from Sid Roth's School of the Supernatural. You can get this incredible kit with your first gift of only $25, plus $25 shipping and handling. If you sign up using our Angel Express, we'll waive the $25 shipping fee. Call or you can send your check for $50 to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number P9013N or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.